This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Salon Pause brings you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch with the new Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch. Get relief from back pain, shoulder pain, or a stiff neck with a patch. The Salon Pause Pain Relief Patch is ultra-thin, ultra-flexible, and it's the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch that goes right to the site of your pain. Try the new Salon Pause Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch today. Also try Salon Pause Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
I will not recreate the Sistine Chapel on my bathroom ceiling.
I will simply repaint it.
I will not spend more time waiting to get help
than it takes to paint a room.
I will go to Ace and get what I need fast.
I will be finished.
Then I will watch the Kung Fu movie marathon.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Now get $5 off Royal and Royal Finest paint gallons after mail-in rebate at Ace, the helpful place. 10 rebate limit on purchases made between April 1st and July 31st. See store for details.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Is ESPN Radio Superstation, where we're already making new friends on this Wednesday edition. We're out on the road. We told you this yesterday, as we are on the road with the Tri-City Storm for the next 3 days, plus the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest Friday. Still love to have you join. We picked up a couple of more folks yesterday. I'll tell you what, maybe we're going to start putting this thing together. It may come together. I have no idea. I have no idea. It's going to be a great time at the Hilltop Mall. But today, we're at Bogart's in Kearney from 11 to 1. It's hockey in July with the Tri-City Storm. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Computer Hardware. And then Friday at the Hilltop Mall, all with the Storm. Friday, of course, culminating with the hot dog eating contest. And 12 teams in 12 days unofficially begins today with an overall preview. Dennis Franchione from ESPN, Big 12 analyst, will be joining us, former coach at A&M, of course, in the Big 12 and at other prestigious schools across the country. He's going to join us a little bit later on in the program. We're going to have a little Loper talk today with our Loper Link segment, and we have got a lot of hockey talk as well over the next 3 days. Now, it's not all going to be hockey, but we are going to be talking hockey quite a bit. And one of the things that I want to throw out to you right away, Daddy, before we get into the world of sports, stop by Bogart's, because they've got Storm gifts, shirts, pucks, frisbees they're handing out. We've got some little kids already here. Hot dogs and drinks all day long are provided. And the granddaddy of them all is this huge, beautiful charbroil that someone's going to win today.
Yeah, from Nebraska Land Distributing, Bogart, somebody is going to take home a grill today. You got to stop by. You got to check it out. It's right here at Bogart. Plus, fresh kiwi, 9 cents a piece. Wow, that's a great price.
Again, all you have to do, and you don't probably put that on the grill, but it's pretty simple. Write your name down, put it in the box, and that's all the talent you need to have a chance to win this beautiful charbroil, courtesy of Bogart's and Nebraska Land Distributing. And it's here today from 11 to 1. We'll be drawing at the end of the show today and talking about that. But, Daddy, I can't pass up this opportunity. I had a chance to have a little golf outing yesterday afternoon with the Tri-City Storm, and my team won. So that means they stacked my team with the best players, obviously. But Dana Wright and Rick and Cody from the Storm, you know, Cody's a Philadelphia kid, says he's never really been on a real golf course. Slap-shotting them babies all over, making 25-foot putts. A key to the team, Rick Pinkston is here. We'll talk to him a little bit later on in the show about his golf game. But, well, we had two left-handers on the team. I had a couple of lefties on this squad.
And you still won.
Yeah. Two lefties, hockey players, and they're getting ready to help the Tri-City Storm do an even better season in 2010 and 11. Not only can you sign up to win the charbroil, and may I mention that we played at Prairie Hills yesterday? Lovely. Talked to Nick out there in the gang. He was working hard. Lovely, lovely, lovely. And as I'm thinking British Open, I'm thinking golf. Green's in great shape. And, of course, when you play well, every course is lovely. But this a great layout. They're keeping busy out there. So Give the boys at Prairie Hills a call if you're looking to get out on a course.
More and more great comments come out of Prairie Hills. You know, and people, you know, people play golf course all around Central Nebraska. We've heard great comments about Centura. You know, we've heard some great comments. Just wherever you go, shoot us an email. We'd love to throw out some props wherever you're going. But Prairie Hills, certainly one of the best around right now.
Yeah, they're doing a great job over there. Now, some of the folks that were in the clubhouse when we made the turn, they might want to take care of some of their clientele.
Yeah, hoodlums.
And if you're a Waller or anybody that associates, or if you're Drew Anderson's dad, there's some crazy folks out there, and they were doing a great job. But it was great to see them, and great to see the folks out of Prairie Hills. We had a good day with the Tri-City Storm. Not only can you win the Charbroil Grill here today on the Doug and Daddy Show from Bogart's in Nebraska Land, but you can sign up to win two season tickets to exciting Storm hockey. They've got the hockey shot out here for the kids if you want to play around a little bit. Free half-pound hot dogs and a Coke. And I want to get this out right away. Special offer today. Normally, $60. 6 months tickets today. 5 months, $60 season tickets. They're even cheaper. They're even better.
You got to get on. You got to check it out. What a great deal. Check it out today. We're at Bogart's. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, having a great time. Stop by and see us.
And, Daddy, it's time to get into football. People are going to want to talk football. They always want to talk football, and we're getting into that point of the season. But it's also baseball time. It's also World Cup time. The Doug and Daddy Show takes you right up to a World Cup semifinal number two today, which I guess I will say will probably be the last interesting match, because not a lot of people are giving the Netherlands props, but the World Cup final will still be the World Cup final. But Spain and Germany, those are two teams that a lot of people thought could do some things, and Spain didn't get off to a very good start, but they seem to be on a roll now. Coverage begins at 1, kickoff just after 1:30 from South Africa. The winner will play the Netherlands this weekend, who won 3-2 yesterday. At least there's some scoring that makes for a more exciting soccer game, in your mind.
Well, it certainly does. And one thing, I think I saw this correctly, Doug. The Netherlands has made the finals in the World Cup 3 times. That's more than any other country. The finals in the World
that
Cup?
That can't be, because I think Brazil's won it 4 times.
Maybe more than any European nation.
That could be.
And I thought, the Netherlands, I think Germany, okay, yeah, great. Maybe England, okay, great. Maybe Spain, great. The Netherlands? What the hell is going on?
Emails are working as well. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can give us a buzz, 888-455-3776. We'd love to chat with you today, 888-455-3776. Live and on location at Bogart's in Kearney for the next 2 hours. Daddy, finally, it's going to come to an end. By the time we get to next Monday, I think we can talk something else, because this free agency in the NBA will be behind us. Smooth move by LeBron James convincing ESPN to sell out, but it is a good reason or a good opportunity to raise money for Boys and Girls Clubs. LeBron knows that everybody's going to be there. Why not make a little money for somebody on the deal? A live one-hour show tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Time, and at the end of that, he'll be announcing where he is going. One of the first brick fell yesterday when Amari Stoudemire signed up with the Knicks. The big one fell this morning. Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh are going to stay with the Miami Heat. I will have a mini apology, because I still didn't like the way he approached things last week. But Chris Broussard of ESPN did break the story this morning, and he is the first one to go with this. And it is true. Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh are going to be on the Miami Heat. Daddy, here's an interesting scenario. It's the Larry Bird rule. If you stay with your team, you can make more money. Under the terms of the agreement with the NBA and the Players Association, if you stay with your team, they can offer you more money. If you go to another team, that drops it down a little bit. So you hear a lot about this sign and trade. Well, that's what allows these teams that have been franchise players, have never played for anybody else, to make more money. They're not sure what Bosh is going to do with Miami, but he could get a 6-year, $125 million deal if Toronto signs him and then, in quotations, trades him to Miami. But if he just flat-out signed with Miami, 5 years, $96 million.
Okay.
So it might cost him just $10
million. Let me add this in there, too. You see a lot of these players, like a Paul Pierce. dropping the Celtics, then re-signing with the Celtics? Well, there's a new collective bargaining agreement coming out a year from now. So what they're doing is adding more years to make sure that contract, that they're getting their years and their money in. Yeah, he's taking a reduction in pay cut because he dropped $21 million, could have got for this season. Well, I think he got 4 years for $60 million. And you're thinking, well, 60 is better than the 21. You know, it makes sense because you're getting
four
that
is better than two.
So there you go. So they're going out and doing three. Some of that. If that deal comes in with Toronto, when you sign in Toronto, the tax structure with Canada and the United States becomes a lot different also. And so there's people, you know, there's accountants and stuff dealing with that. One of them certainly would make more sense, where the $10 million may be evaporating one way or another. You know, the $10 million, we might go, oh, my gosh, why is he doing that $10 million? Well, he's got to pay the government of Canada $18 million. It's really saving $8
million. The agents have it all figured out, right?
Yeah, it's a different deal when you're talking $120 million and the tax brackets we're in.
Well, Daddy, and with that kind of money, you can get the 7.5-ounce container of Sure Fresh Biscuits here at Bogart's for only 40 cents. 7.5-ounce container, Sure Fresh Biscuits. Who doesn't have fun opening a biscuit can?
That's exactly right. Fun for the entire family.
Speaking of boom goes the dynamite.
That's exactly right. Just coming off the 4th of July. I'm trying to figure out, as I'm looking at the Nestea Instant Tea, the jar of it's $2.98. How come every drive-thru I go is $2.13 for a glass?
I don't get it. The price of beverages at restaurants, they know that it's like potatoes. Potatoes and drinks, that's what costs you the least. Give them a lot of potato. Everybody wants a drink. This thing of charging $2.29 and $2.49 for a lemonade or a tea or a soda, you know, you can refill that 100 times or 25 times, and you're not going to be losing any money on the deal. But that's the new way. It's not easy to go to lunch anymore. But it is today, because here at Bogart's, free half-pound hot dogs and Coke or Sprite or Diet Coke here with the Tri-City Storm on location at Bogart's. We're right out in the parking lot. The rain's staying away. You know, if it's like this the rest of the day, it's beautiful. It was beautiful yesterday with the sun and a little breeze. Today it's cooler, also a beautiful day. Come out and join us here with the Tri-City Storm. Free giveaways, a chance for you to get some free hot dogs and Coke. Also, sign up for the Charboy Grill that they are giving away today, courtesy of Nebraska-Land and Bogart. Sign up to win two Storm season tickets. We're going to have a lot of fun out here today. A lot of giveaways, and the kids can come out, play a little bit of slap shot over here. They've got the net and the hockey sticks out, a little yard, you know. Wayne and Garth type of stuff over there. Game on! And then, you know, but it's pretty safe here. There shouldn't be anybody driving through. In fact, if somebody drives through, that means we've had an accident and we're in trouble.
Did you really go away to Garth? Stop it, Wayne. You're scared. I'm a leprechaun, man.
You realize how old you have to be to get that reference right now?
I just see him with
it's
that
sad. These teenagers, these college kids are going, huh?
I see him with a flashlight. I'm a leprechaun, man. Stop it, Wayne. You're scaring me. I'm a leprechaun.
Playing golf yesterday with the Tri-City Storm gang, there were a lot of Happy Gilmore references, so you can't go wrong there. 888-455-ESPN, or you can give us a email to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's take our first break of the day. We'll be back with more Doug and Daddy Show Hockey in July with the Tri-City Storm. Stop by and see us live here at Bogart's in Kearney.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
Recently, Burger King created the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. And with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted cheese on a toasted English muffin, we apologize for shamelessly copying the Sausage McMuffin with Egg from McDonald's and charging a dollar for it. So sorry, America, for making it more affordable to enjoy a tasty breakfast. Sorry if you think $1 is just a ridiculously low price. And we're sorry if you don't stop by for the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. Only a dollar. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast hours only.
Superstar Sizzle. After releasing the new Steakhouse XT burger with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders, BK fans think the king is crazy. Kind of.
I guess 30% more flame broiled beef is kind of crazy.
Yeah, crazy awesome.
So as this extra thick story continues to unfold, we'll keep you updated here on Superstar Sizzle.
New Steakhouse XT burger starting at only $3.99 with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders and only at Burger King. Based on pre-cooked patty weight. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Kearney Yamaha's sizzling summer sale is this weekend in their parking lot. Choose from over 200 new and pre-owned Yamaha cruisers, ATVs, UTVs, and personal watercraft. Some models priced below wholesale prices.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha. Stop in for free food, free prizes, and huge savings on hundreds of new and pre-owned Yamahas. Certain models are limited, so be sure to come early to cash in on the savings.
Summer comes only once a year, so don't miss out on the sizzling summer sale this weekend at Kearney Yamaha.
When men get together, they relax over a cocktail, talk about what's on their mind, from sports to pop culture. Now ESPN and Jim Beam have teamed up to bring you The Next Round, served up by Jim Beam, a new digital program hosted by Scoop Jackson, with weekly guests discussing the biggest news of the moment with a focus on sports and pop culture. Just like friends at a local hangout. The Next Round, served up by Jim Beam. Look for it on ESPN.com. Jim Beam, the bourbon since 1795. Please remember to drink smart.
There's a difference between the confidence you get from a supercut and a haircut somewhere else. Any haircut can hang 10, but a supercut hangs 20. A regular cut can outrun an angry dog, but a supercut runs with fierce Spanish bulls. Any haircut will take off about an inch, but a supercut from the best trained stylists in the business will give you the confidence to try anything.
Awesome.
Get in, get confident at Supercuts every time.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast. Look for mainly cloudy skies. Continue through the day today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs will top out near 77 degrees. I'm weather eye meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 66.
And we're back on the Doug and Danny Show on location all week long. Today it happens to be at Bogart's here in Kearney from 11 until 1. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, and we're with the Tri-City Storm. Hockey in July, and I want to explain this season ticket special that they have today. The Storm introducing their new monthly payment for the upcoming season. You can enjoy the action by paying $60 a month for 6 months. That's only $2 a day to enjoy Tri-City Storm hockey action. Although, if you stop by today, Storm going to knock a payment off. That's $60 in your pocket. And what can you do with $60? Well, you can get a can of Sure Fine fruit here for 88 cents, Daddy. That's a lot of fruit.
30, 24-pack of half-liter bottles of water. You get 30 of them.
There you go, making it just $60 for 5 months. So they're going to give you a little Christmas here in July. So save $60 on your season tickets by stopping by Bogart's today with the Tri-City Storm. Meet some of the fine folks, Greg and Todd and Dustin and Robbie and that Leland character's over there too, giving away the free half-pound hot dogs. At least they put him in charge of something that he knows something about. And some of the players are here too. Mario Puskarich, Matt Johnson, and the man we're going to talk to now, Tony, of course, a member of the winning golf squad yesterday during our Tri-City Storm outing, Rick Pinkston, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What are you hockey guys doing in Kearney in July?
Oh, well, we got a call up here from Stacy in our front office and asked us if we wanted to come out and play some golf, have some fun here in Kearney, 4th of July. Couldn't say no to that. Nice little rounds of golf.
You know, the interesting thing, we were playing with Cody yesterday, and he's been here for a visit and been here maybe a week, and there was numerous times when we were playing yesterday, he was just talking about how great, how much he liked Kearney, how much he liked the small town. He's from Philadelphia, and I don't know how many times, Rick, he just said, I love this place, I love this place. and that's without even skating yet for the storm.
He did, too. It seems like everybody who comes in here really doesn't know what to expect, but when they get here and they start living for a while, they really enjoy it, and they tend to take the city in, and it's just a good experience overall.
Well, I think Kirk Brooks really added to that experience when he bought the Storm and got a lot of the people back, not only in the community, but the players as well really bought into what he was doing.
Oh, absolutely. Coming from the first year here when I was here, and we had a different owner, obviously, and just seeing the night and day difference from what he's brought to the table for this team and the changes that he's put the team through, it's nothing but good. We're going nowhere but up.
Rick Pinkston is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little Storm hockey in July. It won't be that long until we're on the ice. Speaking of Mr. Brooks, you guys have been in Vegas. You've been going through camps. For the fans out there right now, it is a little bit of a down period before you head into fall camp. So what are the players on the Storm doing that are here and the ones that are still waiting to come in?
It's nice. We have a full summer training regimen that's put on. We go online. We interact with the other guys and our trainer here. Through our website, and it's nice. He sets up a full weekly training regimen for us. Every week we have a nice little test to see how we're doing, both physically and just off the ice. So the guys in town here, we're going through. We're doing some promotional stuff for the team, trying to get the word out there, obviously, for the season ticket holders and anybody who's interested. And the guys back home, just trying to train, enjoy their summer, and get it on the ice as much as possible.
Now, Rick, obviously playing USHL hockey, you're away from home. When did you first leave home to go play hockey?
The first time was actually out here. I played at home for the Little Caesars organization until my senior year of school. Then once I graduated, I came out for the 2008-2009 season. And going in, this will be my third season here for this one.
You have a different situation than most of the kids here. Everybody has a host family. You've got a family. Your uncle lives here, of course.
I do, yes. It's perfect. I was drafted here by the Storm, lucky enough, and was able to live with my aunt and uncle here in town. I couldn't ask for a better situation.
Well, they love hockey here in the Tri-Cities, and Rick Pinkston of the Tri-City Storm is joining us here. I know those host families we've talked about with Greg and the gang here before, how integral they are to keeping a little base here. I still have not been able to grasp the hockey kids that left home. Cody said he left when he was a freshman, didn't he, yesterday?
He did, yeah.
And leaving Philadelphia, I mean, just imagining that there was enough talent to be able to move on at that age. And that's what most of the guys on almost every team have been like, hasn't it?
It is, too. You have guys anywhere from the age of 15 all the way up to 20. And those guys can be either freshman or sophomore in high schools. And it's pretty intense to see just the commitment that these guys have to going out and playing hockey. And just switching schools and coming out to an entirely different state, going, for me, 14 hours away from where I live. And even Cody, even farther from Philadelphia. It's awesome to see these guys doing this.
Rick, you come from Detroit. You know, your nickname's Rabbit. They call you 8 Mile. You rap on the side. You do it all. You go to Red Wings game. Did you grow up with is the whole goal to end up being a Red Wing someday?
Absolutely. I'm a diehard Red Wings fan back home. It's nice. I actually played for what's known as the Little Caesars organization, who's owned by Mike Gillich, who also owns the Red Wings. And it's nice. We get to, throughout the 3 years that I played there, I was able to skate at Joe Louis and just interact with the team as much as I could. It was definitely the experience of a lifetime with that organization. And then it just gave me the skill to come out here and play with the Storm. And just the Red Wings, I definitely one of the best sports organizations out there, I got to say. And I know you guys are probably thinking otherwise, but hey.
No, because everybody around here is an Avalanche fan.
Oh,
which is fine.
Big rivalry.
We just had the draft. Jaden and Kevin Lynn went in that draft.
Oh, yeah.
Where does that put you? You're moving on. Is that something that could possibly be in your future, or is it college? Is it something outside of hockey? Where are you at right now?
For me, it's college next year. This is my last eligible year to play junior hockey. And unfortunately, my 3 years of eligible draft status has expired, but I'm hoping to play college hockey, play my 4 years, get my degree, then hopefully play professional hockey if I can after that. So I'm taking it as it comes for now.
All right, buddy. We'll let you get back out there and mingle amongst all the fans. Go wrestle some kids over here and keep working on that golf game.
Oh, I'm trying.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Rick Pinkston joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I got to think that Rick Pinkston wants to go over and just cross-check Robbie right in the face.
If somebody needs to be cross-checked, Robbie is there, and then he can take Skeener out. That might take a little more work to get that done as well. Again, we are live at Bogart's until 1 o'clock today. We're on the road with the storm the rest of the week. Today at Bogart's, tomorrow at Computer Hardware. Friday, we will be with the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest up at the Hilltop Mall as we are pleased to be with the storm. Hockey in July. Stop by. Sign up to win a Charboil Grill courtesy of Bogart's and Nebraska Land Distributing. All you have to do is sign your name, put it in the box. Somebody's going to win that baby. And you can also sign up to win season tickets to the storm as well. They've got storm gear here, shirts, pucks, frisbees. Bring the kids. Get the free hot dog and Coke. We're having a lot of fun here at Bogart's in Kearney. And, of course, don't forget their season ticket special. Normally, they break the season ticket package down. It's $360. And they have a six-month payment, $60 a month. Today, at Bogart's, today, you can get $300 season tickets because they're going to knock a month. They're going to knock a month payment off the price, give you $60 to buy what you need to buy, whether it's groceries
or Dorothy Lynch dressing. That's what you can do with that $60. I did some math. You can buy 24 Dorothy Lynch dressing.
You can buy a Dorothy case Lynch.
Of Dorothy Lynch. You can buy a case of Dorothy Lynch dressing. That's a perfect opportunity.
Do they have any fish specials here today?
Oh, boy, let me look.
You gotta check the back where the meat section is, Daddy. You've never read an ad before, have you?
Country Crock and Butters. You can get 20 of those.
Okay.
Or saving your $60.
Right.
It's a great opportunity to get out, save the $60 on some storm hockey tickets, buy butter for your family.
You can get 10 packs of potato chips.
Oh,
here as well. So
Wait a minute, I'm looking at this Pringles potato chip.
Actually,
crisp.
You're getting 20 bags of potato chips.
Yes.
20 bags of potato chips because they're two for $6.
Or Pringles, $1.25. You cannot go wrong. Stop by Bogart's.
Again, we are here with the Tri-City Storm at Bogart's in Kearney. Folks continuing to congregate in. Come by and see us. Beautiful day to get hot dogs, Coke, Sprites, and enjoy the day. We've talked a little bit about NBA free agency. We hit on, of course, the World Cup. The Los Angeles Clippers hiring a new coach in Vinny Del Negro. And so it goes with the L.A. Clippers. Just, again, always kind of a back page story. The Royals went again last night. Zach Greinke.
Exciting fashion again.
Two hits over seven innings. In his 10 career starts against the Mariners, he's 4-0 with a 1.64 ERA. He threw a one-hitter last year in Seattle. Joaquin Soria. You know, he has the major league lead in saves. Unbelievable. Oh, he worked the ninth, picked up his major league leading 24th save in 26 opportunities. The teams will wrap up their three-game series in Seattle tonight here on ESPN Radio. First pitch at 9:10.
Obviously, the exciting fashion I'm talking about, and Douglas, I think you'd have brought it up had you saw the last inning of this ball game last night. The ball hit down the right field line. Ichiro is on first base. It was a 3-2 count. He's running on the pitch. The right field bleachers stick out a little bit, much like a Boston, if you haven't saw the Safeco Field in Seattle. The bleachers stick out. A kid or a young guy reaches over, grabs the ball, stops Ichiro at third base. Otherwise, the tying run scores in this ball game. Now, manager comes out because it's automatically the umpire's discretion. Umpire says he's at third base. Let's go.
Oh, Bartman Jr., what are you doing in Seattle?
But the best part was this kid, and I say kid, might have been 16, 18 years old, is getting taken out, and the whole crowd is booing him. And as he's walking up the stairs, led by the security guards, there's people literally one row off the aisle. You can see them with their hands around their mouths. Boo! He's screaming at this poor guy. And this guy's, you know, and you can see the guy picks up the ball, and then it's like, oh, no, I should have done that. And he flips it back out on the field.
So he didn't even get the ball.
Well, no, the right fielder turns around and says, thank you, and Top flips it back to him. So he ends up with the ball.
You know, I was watching the Royals game last night, Daddy, and I watched him get through the eighth because it was a little hairy there in the eighth
right.
as well. But then they went between innings, and I flipped the channels, and I came across something I hadn't seen for a long, long time.
Half-pint brawlers?
Bad News Bears.
Oh.
Bad News Bears last night on TV just as they were getting ready to play the championship game. And, you know, here's another thing that's not sports-related, really. You watch some television, and I get really confused on videos and movies on some of the things that they edit. They edit some of the things. And then last night, Bad News Bears, the whole Tanner speech right there at the end. Hey, Yankees, you can take your trophy and shove it up here. And they just let him play. And there you go. And I'm going, really? Really? Of course, maybe it was past the midnight Eastern time, so it didn't matter. So there you go. Duck and Daddy Show live on location at Bogart's. Dennis Franchione from ESPN and Big 12 analyst. You've seen him do the football games for ESPN. He's going to join us as our 12 teams in 12 days begins with Oklahoma State tomorrow. We will talk about the entire Big 12 with Dennis Franchione coming up in just a little bit. But right now, we take a break on the Duck and Daddy Show. We'll be back after this.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast. Look for mainly cloudy skies. Continue through the day today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs will top out near 77 degrees. I'm weather eye meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 66.
And we're back on the Doug and Danny Show, live at Bogart's here in Kearney with our Hockey in July with the Tri-City Storm over the next 3 days. Our show's going to be on the road for quite a while because next Monday we are going to be at the Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams second annual golf outing. It benefits the Nebraska Children's Home at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney. A 10 a.m. shotgun start for this four-person scramble. And just like last year, here's the beauty. We're going to give you and three of your friends a chance to play in this event free of charge, because we and the Nebraska Children's Home are going to pick up your entry fee, and all you have to do is be listening the next couple of days. We're going to give you a chance. In fact, I think the way we did it last year is, if you are interested in playing in this and have an opportunity, send us an email and we'll draw from the winners, and that's what we're going to do again this year. So if you would like to play golf at beautiful Meadowlark Hills Monday, July the 12th, 10 a.m. shotgun start, then send us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And Friday we will draw out a winner, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We will draw out a winner on Friday. Men, women, it doesn't matter. It's a four-person scramble at Meadowlark Hills organized by the Nebraska Children's Home. If you would like to get in, all you have to do is get a hold of Aaron at 830-0225. That's area code 308-830-0225. Get a hold of Aaron, and they will get you into the golf tournament coming up Monday. We will be live at Meadowlark Hills while the tournament is going on. And listen to the Doug and Daddy Show. We will be giving you a chance to win. You and three of your friends playing Monday in this Fairway and Greens for Kids and Dreams second annual golf outing benefiting the Nebraska Children's Home. It includes the meal, the cart, the prizes, the gift bags, and afterwards they'll be having a small live auction. It includes a golf and hotel package to the Prairie Club in Valentine, a golf package to Dismal River, Jack Nicklaus signature course in Mullen, of course, a catered pulled pork barbecue outing for 40 people. They've got some really cool stuff here as they're building their golf tournament, the second annual Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams, sponsored by the Nebraska Children's Home. If you want to get into that, contact Aaron, 308-830-0225. Or if you'd like to play, in fact, get in for free, then maybe you make a donation. We'd love to have you send us an email. And Friday, we will draw out a name for you and three of your friends or family mates to play in this on Monday. Send us your name and contact information to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, it's time for our Loper Lake segment, Danny. What's going on with the Lopers?
Well, not much. Just quiet time of the year, except they might be moving conferences.
Last week we had John McBride on and talked about that. And, of course, the Loper Lake every Wednesday, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th Street, carrying Campus Authentic apparel. Campus Authentic, it's so real the coach might put you in. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear at thecollegestore.com. And by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. One of the interesting things that came out of the RMAC, and this may, like you said, Daddy, if Nebraska Kearney does join the MIAA, then it could get a little more interesting. But we've talked with Damon Day so much that they keep tweaking and messing with and trying to find a way to get this baseball conference thing maybe so good that UNK just gets more mad at them. But they have realigned it, and I don't understand why. I thought they had very competitive divisions last year, but they have now established a 40-game baseball schedule for the next 2 years, including 10 weekends with four-game series, replacing the three-game formats. Baseball divisions were realigned. UNK is now in with Regis, who's always good, New Mexico Highlands, who won the division last year, and Colorado Christian. And I talked with Damon Day this last week, and he said New Mexico Highlands is going to lose a lot of kids, so it's hard to tell if they will be as strong as they were this year. So he goes, he's not sure. He goes, it may be the opposite of what you think. It may be a little too weak, and that could be across the board. Daddy, Division I schools rarely play four-game weekends. Why would Division II?
The only thing I can think of is they figure that with the weather we have in the RMAC, we lose about a third of them anyway. So when you finally get to a series, why not play it and get it in? Thus adding the game. I guess that would be the only logic I can think of.
Well, there you go. Something else that happened at the RMAC meetings is that the wrestling tournament now, conference meet, will be a two-day event. And, of course, we say conference meet. It's also the regional meet. It's also what qualifies you for the national meet. And, again, that's where you have San Francisco State and Grand Canyon are also come in. But this year, Newman University of Kansas will be in this regional meet, and Simon Fraser of British Columbia, Canada. That just seems weird to me. Why would there be non-U.S. colleges? I can't imagine that the credentials are the same. And the it's weird. Is that weird? How does Simon Fraser of Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, get in the regional wrestling meet with the University of Nebraska at Kearney?
Hope and change, buddy. We're accepting of all.
There you go. All right. May not matter. In a year, they might be off to the MIAA. And, in fact, you know, that we kind of thought something quick would happen after the 4th of July. We're going to keep our ear on it. John McBride, the athletic director, joined us last week on our Loper Link and broke down quite a few of the things out there. There's still the one glaring glitch out there. If it happens, UNK can't mess around. They have to get the scholarships for football to 36 immediately. And you know what? Whatever it takes to do it. I mean, it seems simple for me to say that from this angle, where the bookkeepers and all that are out there. You talked about the foundation, the money raised during the Loper football banquet here earlier this spring. It seems like it can be done, but you can't do it at the expense of every other program either. So it'll be interesting. And one other note, UNK coach Daryl Morris, the Omaha World Herald naming him the Midlands Coach of the Year on the males for all male sports outside of Nebraska and Creighton. So congratulations to Coach Morris.
Well, I think a lot of people are starting to realize, and I think the word's getting out there about the numbers and scholarships you're talking about, and to do what they've done with the numbers. You know, Coach Morris, very deserving, along with his staff, of putting together, you know, to go and win a playoff game. Is something, you know, really, with scholarship numbers like that, there's a lot of people that could do that, do 100 years of coaching and never have an opportunity to win a playoff game. Coach Morris did win a playoff game and advanced to the second round with the scholarship numbers lacking as low as anybody in the nation to reach that level. So congratulations. Honor very, very well deserved.
Well, that's our Loper Link for this Wednesday, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, your textbooks, the cheapest textbooks guaranteed if you're in summer class or looking ahead to fall, which... You're going to be buying books in a month, folks. I'm sorry to tell you that. That's just the way it is. Ask the manager for details, or you can even shop online at thecollegestore.com. Thecollegestore.com, all one word, thecollegestore.com. That's our Loper Link for this week. We also see that the new Hastings College volleyball coach in town. It's camp time. Somebody's got to be there and working with the college kids and the high school kids, and that's going on over at Hastings College this week as well. Camp time everywhere. It's going on at UNK, Hastings. It doesn't matter. There's some kind of camp going on about every day during the summer.
Yeah, one of those, let's hire you. No sense letting you sit down at your desk and take a deep breath. Let's get you right out on the court.
That's exactly the case. It is the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. We are live at Bogart's in Kearney for hockey in July with the Tri-City Storm. Stop by for lunch, free half-pound hot dogs and Coke, Sprite, Diet Coke over there. Gang doing a great job provided by Schroeder's, and they are fixing up those half-pounders just for you. So those going on today. Also, a special offer to win two season tickets to Tri-City Storm Hockey. All you got to do is sign up. And giving away today a lovely big charbroil grill courtesy of Bogart's and Nebraska Land to put all of your fine food on and take care of you for the rest of the summer and fall. All you have to do is sign up. Write down your name. Write down your contact info. They draw it out. You're either going to win some season tickets or a charbroil grill courtesy of Bogart's in Nebraska Land.
With that $60 you save on season tickets, 660 fresh kiwi fruits.
Because they're 9 cents each?
That's because they're 9 cents each.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dennis Franchione just around the corner, ESPN analyst, to talk about the Big 12 as we get ready for 12 teams in 12 days. It's the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair. B&B Glass, 11th and Central, Kearney.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly is a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The only golf course with a GPS system in the Tri-Cities area, Indian Head, is hosting the 7th Annual Pepsi Men's Amateur Golf Championship, July 10th and 11th. Fees include a free practice round on Friday, July 9th, grill deals, green fees, and the prize fund. There are only 200 spots available, so now's the time to sign up and choose your Saturday tee times and partners. Go to IndianHeadGolf.com or call 381-GOLF.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head. Indian Head Golf.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hand.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast. Look for mainly cloudy skies. Continue through the day today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs will top out near 77 degrees. I'm weather eye meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 66.
And the Doug and Daddy Show continues here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Live from Bogarts in Kearney. Daddy, what other deals do they have here? As we've got hockey in July with the Tri-City Storm giving away season tickets and a beautiful Charbroil grill courtesy of Bogarts and Nebraska Land. I see my favorite Pop-Tarts, the bigger package, the 21 ounce for $2.78. Woohoo, love Pop-Tarts. Sarah Lee Brand, are you kidding me? $1.78 for a loaf?
Wow, it just continues getting better and better here at Bogart. Surefine fruit, 88 cents a can. $1.98. Surefine real mayonnaise. They've got it all. You know what my favorite part
is? I see what your favorite part is. There's something. There's a little gift there for butterscotch. Surefine peanut butter, 18 ounce for $1.48.
You're right on that. But my favorite part about Bogart's, you go to the pickle selection. The only place in Kearney, the only place in the Tri-Cities that I know of, and I could be wrong on this, and I'm wrong a lot, Becky Homecky Pickles, the best pickles around. They're made right here in Nebraska. Becky Homecky Pickles. Try them out today at Bogart's.
You can try out for free today. Half-pound hot dogs and Cokes brought to you by Schroeder's and the Tri-City Storm. We're here in the parking lot. It's a beautiful day at Bogart's. Sun's not blazing down. Come on out. Bring the kids. We've got just Storm merchandise. They're giving away prizes to the kids. Frisbees, pucks, shirts. There's all kinds of stuff. Plus, you can enjoy a free hot dog and Coke. Glad to have you along with us. Dennis Franchione is going to be coming up here just after our break at the top of the hour, joining us from ESPN to break down the Big 12 and what we can expect to see as our 12 teams in 12 days will then officially begin tomorrow with Oklahoma State. We'll be talking with a gentleman from the Tulsa World and co-host with Pat Jones on the Sports Animal down there in Tulsa, and we're looking forward to that chat.
Yeah,
Bill
Haston is set to join us to talk Oklahoma State. And you know what? Brand new quarterback this year, although maybe not all that new. He's 27 years old. It's an interesting story. Plays some minor league baseball. We'll get to know the Cowboys from the inside perspective.
Hey, folks, don't forget, if you're looking for a party room that's better and bigger and you can have fun and get fed and you can have your anniversaries or your birthdays or your meetings, or family reunions, whatever, they've got it for you at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Get a hold of Scott or Colin at the Coop because they've got great games down there. If you want to have a little fun with your family or the parties, they've got the pool, the darts, the air hockey, all that down there. Great amount of television, seats well over 100, and they'll take care of you with whatever you want off the menu from the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. It is Wednesday, so don't forget tonight from 5 to 10, just $5 on Big Burger Night, and not something that they just invent for you. It's right off the menu. You get to pick. You want the cheeseburger, you want the mushroom burger, you want the bacon burger, the Totally Jack burger. For $5, you get the burger and fries every Wednesday night from 5 to 10 at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney or downtown Grand Island. And, of course, it might not even cost you. You know, with that $5 you're saving, you put another couple down on Keno, bam, everything's free tonight at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island.
Wild. I heard there was a $1,400, $1,500 winner the other night down there. Keno, 7 out of 8. 7 out of 8.
Anybody we knew?
Brett Little.
He's a machine. I don't think he probably doesn't want you to tell everybody about that.
He's a professional Keno player. Let's get it out there right now. The guy knows what he's doing.
Still have an open tab?
No, I think he shut that down.
Is that the way it rolls? That's the way it rolls, huh? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us to the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, these guys look hungry. They look like they're going to go get some hot dogs.
Well, they look like Storm fans. Are you a Storm fan?
They all like hockey. See, look, we got some Storm Frisbees there. I think they were over there playing a little hockey with the net. I saw them over there, so they're having fun. We invite everybody to come out and do the same and be with us here at Bogart's with hockey in July with the Tri-City Storm. We talked a little baseball at the top of the show. Daddy, a couple of strange incidents last night that you don't normally see, and maybe in one case you don't want to see. But for the Colorado Rockies, I'd love to go back and listen to the bottom of the ninth radio broadcast from the gang because it's 9-3. We go to the bottom of the ninth here at Coors Field. It's the Cardinals 9, the Rockies 3. And he's on first. Here's a line out to, Pujols makes a great catch of a line drive at first base, so there's one out. And then eventually a three-run home run makes it 9-7, still two outs, then 9-8, then 9-9, two guys on with two outs, and 99th, the bomb leaves the building, a nine-run bottom of the ninth, and the Rockies win it 12-9.
You're just about ready to go. You've got the equipment put away, all but unplugging the microphone. And then... Well, at least, you know what? I would like to hear the St. Louis side of that. Because if you're coming back, you get back into it, and it's kind of exciting for you. If you're St. Louis side, you're sitting there going, are you kidding me?
I had dinner reservations. What's going on here? This is taking forever.
Yeah, you're thinking, I'm four blocks away from the Tilted Kilt. About ready to have a drink and have some supper. No. You guys are killing me here. Then you lose the game. Leaves you shaking your head. The good thing about baseball is they'll do it again today, so they get that taste right out of their mouth.
So that's going on there. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. That's what baseball is. Also, a weird incident last night where a fan trying to catch a foul ball at the Texas Rangers game fell from the second deck to the first deck, estimating it about a 30-foot fall. And, of course,
you're either going to fall on people or you're going to fall on those chairs, and there is nothing comfortable about those chairs, especially when you fall on the top of them. They say he's banged up pretty bad, but it is supposedly going to make it, but they had to stop the game, and they got him out of there on a stretcher. But we've seen it before. Sometimes you go, whoa, how did he not fall over the edge? But last night, a deal there with the Texas Rangers where a fan fell some 30 feet trying to reach over the railing and grab a foul ball.
Well, it's scary because one of these times somebody's going to die. You know, if you're hurt, you know, if you're maimed a little bit and you get back up and at them, you know, you get the old bull rider that gets back up and does it again. You know, you hope the guy gets back up. But, yeah, it happens so fast and you're thinking you're going to be cute and get a ball for the kid or something. All of a sudden, you end up in an accident situation. Yeah, 30 feet, not good.
A couple other local baseball notes. If you were at Ryder Park last night, you also saw a comeback, and you saw a very exciting game. But the comeback ended up being in vain because the East All-Stars, made up of mostly Lincoln kids, defeated the West All-Stars 8-7 in the Cornhusker League Senior All-Star game last night at Ryder Park. Fremont's Taylor Patrick hit a 3-run home run in the top of the sixth inning. It's a 9-inning game in the All-Star. Put the East up 7-2. But then here came the Kearney trio. Alex Johnson, solo home run in the bottom of the seventh, 7-3. Bottom of the eighth, Brandon Landanger, 2-run home run, 7-5. Bottom of the ninth, Chandler Clute, 2-run home run to tie the ball game at 7 apiece. And then a couple of kids from Grand Island and Hastings reach base, and Hastings' John LeMaster, who we talked about yesterday.
Our friend Jim's boy.
To the fence, caught up against the fence to send it to the 10th inning. And he was still 3-for-5 in the game, just caught up against the fence in deep center field. Then in the 10th inning, they were able to scratch across a run for the East. The West had the bases loaded with one out, could not get the tying or winning run across. So, again, it's an all-star game, but wow, what a game it was last night. The East beating the West by a score of 8-7. And now tonight, as we had Coach Steve Sponberg on yesterday, Sunday's championship games at the Mike Peterson Baseball Tournament, which was one of the biggest tournaments across the entire state of Nebraska, was rained out. And so they're going to make that up today, semifinals and finals. Kearney plays Anderson Ford of Lincoln at 5:30. If they win that, then they'll play the championship game at 8 o'clock against either Judd's Brothers or Pinnacle Bank, who play the first semifinal at 3 o'clock. So that's going on today. A lot of baseball going on in this Wednesday. Last night, some close games. Aurora swept Little Caesars in 5 points, and Lincoln Pius swept Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes in a pair of games. Hockey in July. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Dennis Franchione is going to join us from ESPN to talk football. And again, we want to remind you, we've got a couple of things that we want you to email us for. If you would like to be in the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest on Friday, Hilltop Mall, 11-1, email us. If you would like to be playing in the Fairways and Dreams to benefit the Nebraska Children's Home Monday, 10 a.m. at Meadowlark Hills, email us, because we're going to draw somebody out Friday to win that four-person free entry fee to the event. All you have to do is email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can be a winner here today, Daddy. We're giving away season tickets. We're giving away the Charbroil Grill, courtesy of Bogart's at Nebraska Land. All you have to do is stop by Bogart's. We're here until 1 o'clock with the Tri-City Storm. Register, have your free hot dog and Coke. We got the hockey shot the kids are playing over here, and you can get a deal on season tickets. Normally, you get season tickets, you pay $60 a month for 6 months. They're going to knock a month off. $60 for only 5 months, you save $60, and that's going to allow you to get Surfine frozen vegetables, 78 cents a package. You can get a bunch of packages of frozen vegetables with the $60 you're going to save here today.
That's exactly right, and Stormy has just showed up, so bring the kids out. See Stormy, see Greg, see the whole Tri-City Storm gang right here at Bogart's.
Stormy rocking the house. Come see us at Bogart's. Enjoy lunch. We're glad to see you. We're halfway home on this Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with ESPN's Dennis Franchione right after this.
We all want a beautiful lawn this year, but who wants to spend their entire summer mowing it? See Harold Korb of Korb Walker Mowers in Minden for a premier mower that operates easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are accomplished with one-hand fingertip control on the steering levers and an excellent grass handling system. You can have the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you've always wanted. Call Harold to set up a demonstration on your property. Spend more time enjoying your lawn this summer, not mowing it.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation
SportsCenter. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, a SportsCenter update on ESPN. Nebraska Kearney football coach Daryl Morris has been named the Omaha World Herald's 2010 Midlands College Men's Coach of the Year. In 2009, the Lopers won a school record 11 games. They won their third RMAC title and won a postseason game for the first time in 29 years. Morris is 73-35 in 10 years as head coach of the Lopers. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes committed 11 errors last night and dropped a doubleheader to Lincoln Pius Sandhills Publishing 5-1 and 9-8. Hastings had 5 errors in the first game, 6 more in the nightcap. Hastings is now 14-20 on the season. The East beat the West 8-7 in 10 innings in the Cornhusker League All-Star Game last night at Ryder Park in Grand Island. Chandler Clutie, Alex Johnson, and Brandon Laniger of Kearney Runza played for the West, and all three had home runs in the losing efforts. John LeMaster of Hastings 5 Points Bank was 3-for-5 at the plate and just missed a game-ending home run by inches as the ball was caught out in center field. Zach Hollister and Ryan Bender of Hastings 5 Points Bank also played in that ball game. Meanwhile, Hastings 5 Points Bank will be back on the diamond tonight against Lincoln Southeast J.C. Breger. They'll play at Duncan Field. Hastings is 16-22 on the season. First pitch will be at 7, and 1230 KHIS will broadcast, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45. The semifinals in the championship game of the Mike Peterson Tournament will be played today in Lincoln. The final two rounds were washed out on Sunday. Lincoln Southwest will play Lincoln Northeast in the first semifinal contest at 3 this afternoon, followed by Kearney Runza against Lincoln North Star at 5:30. The winners will play for the championship at 8. Kearney Little Caesars and Kearney 5 Points Bank suffered losses in Aurora last night. Little Caesars was upended by the Aurora Seniors 12-4. And in the first game, the Aurora Juniors edged Kearney 5 Points Bank 7-6. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
Okay, we know it's a great bar. So now, here are the great deals. Tonight is Burger Night. Come in and say hi to Bethany and Shannon and enjoy a $2 cheeseburger and $1.50 fries and draws. Then on Thursday night, it's $2 You Call It. So after a hard day's work or a hard day on the golf course, come enjoy an ice-cold beverage. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.